Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
It's time to chat some more biking on this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Denmark today to catch up with Christian Hindjar to find out a little bit more about his bike. Before I do that, though, don't forget that you are running out of time this month to get your entry in to win that half Ironman entry. It's worth $350. All you need to do is head over to the KonaEdge.com/win or text the word Ironman to 44222. That's where you can get all the details. You simply need to become a patron of the Kona Edge. Buy me a cup of coffee once a month. And, for every dollar you pledge to keep the lights on here, we'll put one entry into the hat for you to win that entry. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/win. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's talk some cycling now. We head back to Denmark. Christian Hindjar, welcome back onto the podcast. Christian, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Christian, let's talk bike. It is out of the three disciplines, your strongest. You're an absolute machine on the bike, and you tend to go pretty hard. But the bike, you've got to be careful. It's almost, you've got to combine it with a run. You can't go too hard, burn all your matches, and hope to just hang on for the run. But you seem to have it pretty much dialed in.
I think that maybe for me, cycling is the part of triathlon that comes most easy to me. I have always been interested in cycling, so that's maybe the reason. I think that being strong on the bike, I think it can also help your run very much.
What are some of the things you've done to get strong on the bike? I know you mentioned when we chatted about your swim, it was simply just time in the water and doing lots of miles. Is it the same sort of strategy on the bike, or do you approach it differently?
I think it's in the winter, it's a lot of high-intensity intervals. Just doing really, really hard work, but a bit shorter workouts than in the season. So just short and very, very hard workouts in the winter, where the weather in Denmark is just it's awful. So some would say that you have to do the volume first and the intensity later, but I think in terms of Ironman training, I think you have to do the most specific training closest to the race. So high intensity intervals are not very specific for Ironman training, so I put them in the winter, and the long bike trips in the summer, they're really good, but I think the base is laid in the winter in terms of speed and watts.
You mentioned in our first chat that you were pretty analytical and sort of really focused on the little things to make things better, and we spoke about sweat rates and that sort of thing. Are you pretty analytical when it comes to your bike with power and watts? Tell me about some of the analysis you've done there.
Absolutely. I think that I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to my bike, and it's really much just being nerdy about every little part of the bike, just hiding your bottles, hiding everything, your energy, just hiding it away from the wind, getting your position right and keep your head down, adapting to a style of riding where I just keep my head very low and not necessarily looking very much at the road in front of me, but just peeping up once in a while to see where I'm at, just go low and hide everything away from the wind, so bottles and everything, yeah.
And over time, if you think back to the improvements you've made, is there one thing that you think has made the biggest difference to your bike and improved your bike performance?
I think, of course, looking at my bike and thinking that it's an aero machine, just hiding things away from the wind, I think keeping low on the bike and keeping your position, being comfortable in your aero position is very important. You can save so much time there with less watts. So that's a big improvement from being a beginner. But also in terms of pacing strategy, I think that I have learned about myself that I can actually go into the red zone just a couple of times even on an Ironman, and still be able to recover pretty good and make a good run. So yeah, I think that I don't have to be too afraid to burn some matches on the bike. I will still be able to recover all right for the run.
Fantastic. Well, Christian, thank you very much for that. Look forward to catching up a little bit about your run, but we'll save that for next time.
Yeah, all right.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of the direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Much appreciated. Brilliant to have you with us once again. And before I go, a quick iTunes review for you. This one coming to us from Just Trying, saying, brilliant and inspiring. Great to hear that I'm not the only one who suffers and then eats pizza and drinks beer after an Ironman. Just trying? Nope. That would be me too. So, thank you so much for that iTunes review. And if you haven't left one yet, please do. It really helps us sort of grow this podcast. That's exactly what we're trying to do, is spread the message of the sport we love far and wide. And think of it as our virtual tip jar. You can help us out big time by leaving us a rating and a review. So much appreciated. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.